Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, the reports also say that Ryan Day will take over as the head coach. He's the current offensive coordinator and is the guy that took over as interim coach when Herbs got suspended for the whole Zach Smith fiasco back to start this year. And look, he's a great offensive coordinator. But Urban Meyer's record has been one of the greatest in the history of the modern era. He won over 90% of his games at Ohio State. Urban Meyer at Ohio State was a force, an unstoppable force. What are the odds that Ryan Day is as good as Urban Meyer?
Very slim. Well, because Urban Meyer at Utah, he was good at Utah, goes to Florida, wins multiple national championships at Florida, has a health issue, leaves football, comes back, goes to Ohio State, wins a national championship at Ohio State. That's, you don't just pick up where somebody left off like that. I mean, he's built, his whole career has been stellar. Does Ryan Day have a chance? Yeah, it's a real small chance
really
that. Can
slim,
he build
right?
up to that at some point? Maybe, sure. But
can he have a year? Urban Meyer-like year?
But to be consistent like that. I mean, the numbers are insane. He was 57-5 versus the Big Ten, and that includes title games. So his five losses, two to Michigan State, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got Iowa, Purdue, and Penn State. Is that it? Is that five?
That is five. Yeah,
that's incredible.
It's unbelievable. Like he was
26-3 on the road in the Big Ten.
The likelihood of Ryan Day matching this, it's minuscule. As much as I'm sure Ohio State Nation is going to, had to get this guy. Like we couldn't afford to lose him. He's not Urban Meyer, and the three teams that he beat this year. Oregon State went 2-10, Rutgers went 1-11, and TCU went 6-6.
3-0.
He didn't hurt himself.
No, but I mean, but if you're going to break a coach in, there you go.
But did he prove anything in those three games?
Well, they rolled up a lot of points in those three games. If I'm not mistaken, they had over 70 against Oregon State. I forget what they put up in the other two, but I think they were over 40.
It was like 55, yeah. And the defense scored a couple times against TCU. But the bottom line is, this is by almost every feasible scenario a downgrade.
It has to be. Initially, I would imagine it has to be initially. I don't know what kind of coach Ryan Day is going to be, but replacing a legend, it's really kind of in a territory where it's not like Urban Meyer, like Bobby Bowden started on a downside of his career, and by the end, you're like, okay, maybe he should step down. Urban Meyer's at the top of his game.
Mm-hmm.
Not many guys get to step down at the top of their game. Usually they leave because of scandal. Oh, wait a minute. But he is at the top of his game.
And the whole idea, you think of, okay, what are the comps? What are guys that have done what Ryan Day is about to do and done it successfully? There are some examples. Obviously, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Peterson, offensive coordinator at Boise, took over as head coach and now is doing a great job at Washington. That's another one.
Right, but he already had... Peterson was doing a great job at Boise before he went to...
But he was an offensive coordinator who became the head coach. He replaced, what's his name? And now he is obviously successful.
Okay.
And then moved on to another school. And then there's the other side of it, which would be like Cliff Kingsbury, who 5 years ago was a very hot name. Jim McElwain. Who's going to get Nick Saban's offensive coordinator?
I don't know why McElwain was ever a hot coach.
He was Saban's offensive coordinator for a few years, and everybody thought that he would do a great job. And he went to Florida, lasted 3 years, won 2 SEC East championships, and then they let him go on the third. But coordinator at SC that got promoted to head coach. There are examples of directions.
SC's a mess, though.
Yeah, but there's examples of which direction this may go. Did it cross your mind at all today when you heard this news that the next scandal will drop in 3, 2, and 1? That it's a Pete Carroll getting out before the posse comes, before the next scandal drops?
I honestly think, in retrospect, I think this is something that was probably hashed out months ago with the university because of what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe there was some sort of agreement back then saying, okay, look, we could let you go now, but why don't you finish out the year, step down, do it. It can seem like it's on your terms, but we know what's going on here. It would be best for both parties involved if we did this at the end of the year.
248-539-9797. Your first thought when you heard the news today, Urban Meyer stepping down at Ohio State. Toby sends us in. Urban to make him a villain for me forever.
Well, the college to the pro thing is not an easy switch.
No. Gator, definitely a good point about the timing of the announcement. Do you think that maybe he didn't do it then because the extra scrutiny on him?
Well, there's no scrutiny after the game. If you announce to the world afterwards.
Yeah.
Before the game, I would tell the team. Right, as you're in the giving the pregame speech, and tell
somebody,
them then.
Somebody would probably tell his wife too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, someone would have to.
Didn't a reporter ask him if he was coaching next year, and he said yes? Was Urban Meyer lying again? That's from Whitmer. I mean, look, I feel guilty about being skeptical of the brain cyst thing because it's a very serious issue. But he's created this thing, like the whole all he's overcome storyline that's been sold to us. No, this is all stuff that he created. He got caught in a lie. He got caught in two ridiculous ones.
Right. He's covered up a whole lot of stuff at Florida.
Yeah, I just actually
a whole lot that was going on in Florida.
I just happened to get done. I'm almost done with the Aaron Hernandez podcast put out by the Boston Globe. It does not paint a pretty picture of the systematic cover-ups at Florida.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.